Okay, so we're on Daf Nun today. I'm getting at the beginning of the parak. So this parak discusses there are different procedures that a Yavam does with Yavam on a Deraisa level. So he does either Yibum or Chalitza. Yibum, he has relations with her, and then she's his wife, or Chalitza, and then that's the end of it. But the Mishnah here includes other. We discuss this. Ma'amar, most Mepharshim say, is a Kinyan on a Rabbanim level. In other words, if the Yavam does Kiddushe Kesef or Shtar, so normally by woman it would be a Kinyan Deraisa, but by the Yavama, according to most poskim, it's a Kinyan Rabbanim. And then we'll see, like if she we'll see if she has Ma'amar, when she's got Ma'amar, so he's the only one who's going to be acting in this situation. The other brothers are out of it. And once he does Ma'amar, he's prohibited in marrying any of her relatives. So she's already locked in that way. Now, if he wants to undo the Ma'amar, he's got to give a get. We'll see in the Mishnah more about this. And then the other element that could be used in a Yibam situation is a get. A person could give a get to one of the Yibamot, and that's the idea that he doesn't want to have relations with them. So the only thing the get would do, it would commit everyone to doing chalitza and prohibit the one who gave the get from marrying any of her relatives. Okay, so those are, doesn't break the 100%. Yeah, Yossi said it doesn't break the Zika. It's correct. It does not break the Zika. Okay, let's see the Mishnah, and then we'll talk as we go, okay? So the Mishnah says, Rabbi Gamliel mer ein get afar get, lo mamar afar mamar. Now here he's talking about, let's say you have two Yavamot. In other words, you know, Reuven was married to Rachel and Leah, who are not sisters, and Shimon is the surviving brother. So if he gives a get to one, and then he gives a get to the other one, according to Rabbi Gamliel, the second get is ineffective. It does nothing. Ain't get a hard get. In other words, he gives a get to one, so with that one, he's prohibited from marrying her relatives. But the second get, it like does nothing. Similarly, if he gives mamar to one, mamar to another one, the second mamar is totally ineffective. The guy, if he has bia with one of the yavamot and then bia with the next one, he's doing a terrible aveira, but it has no legal effect. He says velo chalitza achar chalitza, and again, chalitza with one, chalitza with another one doesn't do anything. So once he does chalitza with one, he's proven on all her relatives. He does chalitza with the second one, it doesn't have any legal impact because it's a nullity. So if the second, according to Rabbi Gamliel, Yosef asked me if he does chalitza with the second one, does it impact on her eligibility to marry a Kohen? So according to Rabbi Gamliel, it does not. It's a nullity. It's nothing. Okay? Now, the Chachamim say, Yesh get afar get. That no, a get after get does have legal import, and as a result of that, let's say if there's one Yavam, he'd be prohibited marrying the relatives of the second wife as well, with the second widow as well. Yesh ma'amar afar ma'amar. Also, the ma'amar also has legal import. But they agree that once you do be with one, then that's it. And simply chalitza. So he says, okay, so that's the first part of the Mishnah. Any questions on what we did so far? Everybody good? Okay, let's go on. Now, the second part of the Mishnah is like a new paragraph. He's really just teasing out all the different sort of kinyanim that they have. Now, Rashi, the first Rashi on the parak, goes through what the variables are going to be. So, so first he's going to take it. That you have Ma'amar, and then he's going to join Ma'amar with Get Chalitza and Bia. So he does Ma'amar, and then we're talking about with one Yavama here. So skip the part with the two Yavama. We're talking about one Yavama. So we're going to talk about, let's say he does Ma'amar, and then after his Ma'amar, he either does get chalitza or bia, right? And then he's going to explain if you give a get, and then you do mamar, bia, or chalitza after a get. And then he's going to say if you do chalitza, and you do mamar, get or bia after that. Okay? That's the overview. Okay, so let's say you look back on the Mishnah. So Ketzad asa ma'amar b'yivimto. So he does. He starts off on the good track. He's got one yivar. Her name is Rachel. Does ma'amar with her, but then the natan la get. Kind of like is kind of reversing course. He gives her a get. So now, how do we untangle this mess? So tzricha imenu chalitza. So he did ma'amar, and then he gave her a get. So all she requires is chalitza. That'll wrap it up.
Gets rid of the mama.
Right. Right. Yosef's right. In other words, you have the mamar. He gave the get. The get undoes the mamar, and then the chalitza undoes the zika. Okay, that's the way it goes. Now, asa mamar. He did mamar, and then the chalitza. So he did mamar and chalitza with her. Sricha imenu get. So you still need the get to undo the mamar. Asa mamar ubao. So let's say he did mamar, and then he had relations with her. Harezu k'mitzvata. Right. That's good. K'mitzvata. Okay. So, now, natan get. Now we're going to move with the get scenarios.
So one wife.
One wife. One yavama, one yavam. Natan get, yasa mamar. Now, he gives her a get, which means he's committing to chalitza, basically. And then he does mamar. He's like reversing course. So tzricha get b'chalitza. So she needs to, in other words, the mamar was after the get. So notwithstanding the fact that she got a get, he needs to give her another get to undo the mamar. And then she needs to give her a chalitza. Okay? Now, we're just giving you three lines. Natan get uba'al. Let's say he gives her a get, and then he with her. So again, it's like opposite. He's giving her a get, but he's having bia with her. Sricha get, she needs a get to undo the yibum, because now once he does bia with her, she's like his wife, right? And once he yibum's like the wife, so he would get the chalitza. But she also requires chalitza because the bia was a bia psula. In other words, since he gave her a get first, so the bia is somewhat defective. The bia is somewhat defective. So she still requires chalitza, meaning like there's a zika between the yavam and the yavama. So the zika gets extinguished normally either through chalitza or through yibum. If you do either one of those, the zika gets extinguished.
Right.
Here, he gave her a get first, and then he did the bia. So he's doing the yibum, but he's doing it after he gave her a get. So that's a type of yibum, the bia psula. In other words, it's somewhat defective. So if he needs a get because of the bia, she still requires chalitza because there's still a little bit of zika that's left there. So she still requires chalitza. One second. Natan get the chalax. Let's say he gave her a get, and then he did chalitza with her. In a far chalitza klum. Okay, after chalitza is nothing. Okay. All right, who's that question? Comments, thoughts, anything we did so far?
Why is it called the bia psula?
Okay, Guy Byrne, what's up? Say again.
Why is it called the bia psula, not a yibum psula, when he does the get and then the bia?
Same idea.
Okay, then why after ma'amar does he need the get and the chalitza? Why do you need a get and the chalitza is not enough?
Wait, which case are you talking about now?
Asama Amar V'Yavim Tov V'Natan La Get Tzricha Himenu Chalitza.
So he did Ma'amar, that means we're going forward with the relationship, and then he gives her a get, which means we're not going forward with the relationship. So Tzricha Himenu Chalitza, so she needs Chalitza to... Right. So your question is, in other words, the get undoes the mamar, and the chalitza undoes
the zika. So why is chalitza not enough with mamar? For mamar,
like what?
You're frozen.
Yeah. You kind of like wait. You froze a little bit. Go ahead. Repeat the last sentence.
Why is chalitza not enough for ma'amar? Why do you need the get also?
That's the rule of the road. When you have ma'amar, so if you have ma'amar and you do yibum, so then you're fine, then you're full-fledged marriage. But if you have get and then you're trying to pull out, and then in other words, you have ma'amar and then you're trying to pull out of the deal, so you need a get to undo the ma'amar.
Why is chalitza not good enough? Is my question.
Chalitza undoes the zika. In other words, the ma'amar has its own sort of kinyan by itself. In other words, the ma'amar, according to the most Rishonim, it's a kinyan to Rabbanan. So to undo the ma'amar, right? It's like you married her, undo the ma'amar, you did the get, but you still have the zika. I need the chalitza.
So you need both. Okay.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Okay. I'm gonna move on. Okay. All right. Now, where am I up to? Okay, we're three lines from the bottom. Now we're up to chalitza. Chalatz biasa ma'amar. So here he does chalitza, and then he does ma'amar. Right? He's like reversing course. He said, "What means? So either chalatz, it means either he did chalitza and he did ma'amar, or he did chalitza and natan get." Or he did chalitza and he gave her a get. Or ubal. Or he did chalitza and he had bia with her. So he's doing chalitza and something else. He's either doing chalitza with ma'amar, chalitza with get, or chalitza with bia. Now it's going to be, he's going to say, once you do chalitza,
it's out.
It's like you're starting from a new plate, like tabula rasa. Chalitza, that's the end of the Yibam Parsha. And now everything else will fall wherever it goes. So he says, now, Ba'al, or here he's flipping it over. He did bia with her, ba'asama, or he did ma'amar with her, or natan get, the chalat, and then he did chalitza. Ena far chalitza klum. So the Gemara is saying that, you know, it's not full. The Gemara is going to say that, meaning in the first case, which was three lines from the bottom, after chalitza, there's nothing left with the zika. That's the basic idea. Once you do chalitza, that's the end of the zika. Gemara knew with that. And then whatever else, you sort that out. But then the Gemara doesn't say, but it should say, that in a har bia klum. In other words, once he does bia with her, that's the yibum. And so everything else, that also extinguishes the zika. So in other words, the chalitza extinguishes the zika, or the bia extinguishes the zika. But there's no more zika with that. Okay, let's turn the page. On Nun Amud Beis, 50B, the top line. All right, now, achat yavama achat yavam echad, v'achat shtei yavama liyavam echad. Now the Talmud Mishnah says the same halacha pertains whether you have one yavama and one yavam, which is what we just did, or let's say you have two yavama with one yavam. So let's say he gives ma'amar. This is going according to the sheet of the chachamim, right? The chachamim hold that there's ma'amar achar ma'amar, right? That's the chachamim. So let's say he decides he's doing ma'amar with the both. Right. So now, you know, he would need, and then he wants to undo it. You know, he would need to do a get for both, but then one chalitza, right. That's the idea. Okay, now the mission is gonna give us examples for how this works, okay? With two yavamot and one yavam. That's our case. Let's say he's got Rachel and Leah, not sisters, but they're both wives of Reuven, and for whatever reason, he does Ma'amar with Rachel, and then Ma'amar with Leah. He says, so they both need a get. Again, according to the Chamim, there's Ma'amar for Ma'amar. So they both need a get, and then leave with one of them. Okay, Ma'amar Bezu, but get Lezu. Let's say he does ma'amar with Rachel and he gives a get to Leah. It's confusing. Tzricha get for chalitza. So here you need a get to undo the ma'amar and then chalitza to extinguish the zika. Okay. Now
ma'amar,
you get ma'amar to Rachel and he gave a get to Leah. So he needs a get. So Rachel needs a get to undo the ma'amar. Rachel got ma'amar. So but by giving the get to Leah, he's committing that they're not going forward with Yibam. So Rachel received Ma'amar. So
why can't he do Yibam to Rachel, the first one?
So he could do, no. But once he gave the get, that spoiled the pot. And so he can't go forward anymore with that. So again, this is with the Chachamim. So he's saying, so Ma'amar b'zu get l'zu shrich get b'chalitza. Ma'amar bizu, let's say he gave ma'amar to Rachel, uba'al bizu, he's an active fellow. He gave ma'amar to Rachel and he had bia with Leah, which is wrong, but he did it. So, shrichot, shnei gitin, b'chalitza. So now, he needs one get to Rachel who received Ma'amar. He needs another. In other words, Rachel is married to him on a drabana level. Leah is married to him on a deraisa level because he did Yibum. But he's violating halacha because he's like married to two sisters, two co-wives. Not sisters, but two co-wives. So he says here, Ma'amar b'zu v'ubal zu, tzricho shnei getin. So we need, each one needs to receive a get. One get for the Ma'amar, one get for the Yibum. And you need the chalitza. And you need, one has to do chalitza as well. Ma'amar b'zu v'chalatza zu. Now, let's say he gave Ma'amar to Rachel, and he did chalitza with Leah. Harishona tzricha get. So chalitza is good, but you still need a get to cover the Ma'amar. Get, now we're up to the get. Get lezu v'get lezu. Let's say you gave a get to each one. Tzrichot himenu chalitza. They still need chalitza. One needs to get chalitza. You still need chalitza because the get is nice, but it doesn't wrap it up. Get lezu uva aladzu. Let's say he gave a get to Rachel, and then he had bia with Leah. Tzrich the get for chalitza. So you need the get to undo the bia, and in addition to which, since he had given a get to the first one, it was a bia psula. So you also need a chalitza here, because in other words, the bia was somewhat defective, so it left over some of the zika. So you also need a chalitza. Get lezu umamar bezu. Now, let's say you gave a get to Rachel, and he did ma'amar with Leah. Tzricha get, you need a get to undo the ma'amar, and you still need chalitza. You still need a chalitza. Okay. Get lezu v'chalatz lezu. Now, let's say you gave a get to Rachel, and he did a chalitza with the other one. In a char chalitza klum. So here, it's all going in the right direction. In other words, which is to, you know, destroy the relationship. But he did get to one and chalitza with the other one. So in a char chalitza klum. Once you do chalitza under these circumstances, that extinguishes the zika. Now, chalatz v'chalatz. Let's say he gave chalitza to Rachel and chalitza to Leah. Oh, chalatz v'asa ma'amar. Or he did chalitza and he did ma'amar. Or Natan get, he did a chalitza and a get. He says, Ubaal. So what I'm saying, chalatz v'chalatz, o chalatz v'asa ma'amar, natan get ubaal. So it means like this, he did a chalitza and a chalitza, or he did a chalitza and ma'amar, or he did a chalitza and he gave a get, or he did a chalitza and he gave a bia. Oh, but the thing is that the first, in other words, up front, he did up front. He did chalitza, so right away he's extinguishing the zika. Oh, ba'al, and the same thing with the bia. In other words, once he does chalitza or once he does bia, if he does that on a tabula rasa, nothing before that, that extinguishes the zika. Oh, ba'al uba'al, or he had bia with one and bia with another one. Oh, ba'al ba'asa ma'amar, he had bia on ma'amar, or natan get or bia and get or bechalatz. Einachar chalitza klum. So it means, once I do chalitza, as we said, I extinguish the zika, and the same thing will be true with the bia. The Gemara later on Nun Gimel is going to discuss why he doesn't mention bia, but that's the way of bia also. Whatever he does with the other one, that's the zika is finished.
I understand, but he did bia to the other one. He's got to give it again.
No. Again, the other one, he's just committing an Isra Karet. That's his brother's wife. Right. So nothing there. Okay. All right. Now, these yavam and two yavamot, or Yibam with one yibama. In other words, now chalatz v'asa ma'amar natan get ubal. Now here means he did a chalitza and then he did ma'amar, or he did chalitza and he gave a get, or he did chalitza and he gave bia. Oh, ba'al, or he had bia and ba'asa ma'amar, or v'natan get, or b'chalatz. Einachar chalitza klum. After chalitza, in other words, chalitza, as we've discussed already in this Mishnah, chalitza will. And once you do the chalitza up front, that's it. Bein bechila, bein beemtza, bein besof. Now, one second. Yeah. So now, one second. Yeah. Yeah. So he says here in footnote 14, Kalis is always final, was the first act that the Yavam performs, and is followed by Mamar Get, where it performs it between the other two acts, he gives one widow a get, then performs Chalitza, or C, he performs it after the two other acts. In all these cases, once Chalitza is performed, nothing that comes afterwards is any validity. Any widow who receives Mamar after Chalitza, in other words, he wants to say, once Chalitza is there, that's the end of the Zika.
After, before,
So before, he says, let me see.
We have cases like that.
Yeah. Although when Chalitza performed after a get was given, it's a sufficient Chalitza, the Hebrew was fruited after the get, the sufficient Chalitza severs all ties and renders any subsequent act meaningless. So he's saying that once you do Chalitza, anything that takes place after the Chalitza is not going to be binding. Okay, now, Rabbi Nechemia Omer, Achat Be'ila, Achat Chalitza, Bein bechila, bein beemsta, bein besol, bein echora. What? Oh, I'm sorry. Let me go back. He says, I missed one line. I'm sorry. He says, v'ha be'ila, having bia, and we're 5 lines before it gets quiet on Nun on the base, 50b. V'ha be'ila, b'zman shehi betchila, bein echora klom. So if I do bia up front, then after that extinguishes the Zika. Be'emsta v'sol, yesh echora klom. So afterwards, there could be something, he says, with the bia. So it sounds like, in other words, if I do it sounds like he's saying that if I do a bia psula, there could be something afterwards. But Nechem Yomer, Achap Ila, Achap Chalitza, Bein Bechila, Bein Be'em, Sam Bebesof, Bein Echorei Klom. But Nechem says, there's no difference between Chalitza and bia. Once you do that, afterwards, nothing takes effect. All right, let's go further. I don't know, any questions on this Mishnah? All right, let's go further. All right.
Where are we?
Okay. Now, what? Who? What?
Where are we?
Yeah, we're on Nun Amud Beis, 50B. There's 2 lines above where it gets wide. I began at 7:45 tonight. I sent out an email. I hope everybody got it. All right. Everybody good? Okay. I'm gonna move on. Okay. Now, Ad Kan Lo Pligi Elo Beged Achar Get. So, Umamar Achar Mamar. So. We said there was a machloket in the Mishnah between Rabbi Gamliel and the Chachamim. If you have one Yavam and two Yavamot, it was two widows, and then he gives a get to one and a get to the other one, or he does Mamar to one, Mamar to the other one. So according to Rabbi Gamliel, the second act has no validity whatsoever. It's zero and has no legal import. And according to Chachamim, it does have a legal import. So Atan lo pligi lo beget achar get a Mamar par Mamar. But if I gave a get to one Yavama and I give Mamar to another Yavama, Mahani. There, they both agree that there will be legal, force and effect to both of those actions. In other words, where it's not the same, it's different legal procedures. I do a get with one and I do Mamar with another one, so it will have legal, and we said that like, When the dust settles, you're prohibited on relatives of the one you gave the get to or the mamar to. Now, the verse is by taima. So why is that? So my taima murban get be yavam mahari. So the verse says, why bichlal did the chachamim say that a get has any legal import to a yavama? Well, what's a get doing here? He says mishum de mahari ba'alma, because a get. Normally, between married couples, a get is a very significant legal device. And once you give the get, that's the end of the marriage. Diyamit lo mahani, if the Yavam will give a get to the Yavama and will say it's a nullity, it does nothing, Amri, people will say, get mahotziya, b'chalitz lahotziya. That a get is used to terminate a marriage, in this case, a regular marriage, and the chalitz is used to terminate the situation here. People want to understand the distinction between the two of them. And they'll say, if the get is nothing, he says, chalitza nami lo mahani. So the chalitza is also nothing. In other words, there'll be a situation where a person gave chalitza, and they'll say, well, the get didn't work, so the chalitza also doesn't work. But afil mibal achar chalitza. So the person then, even having gone through the chalitza ceremony, will have bia with the yavama, and then at that point, that's an Easter kare, because that's Eisharach. Right. So that's why the Chachamim said that if the person gives a get, that in Achinami it has legal import because otherwise it's going to lead to problems. Okay?
Is it a b'di'evad?
Right, like Yosef saying, it's gzeira d'rabbana. In other words, takana d'rabbana that it should be have import impact. Okay, but either way, we got it. All right.
So it's a b'di'evad, not
on line four, the fourth white line. What's b'di'evad? What I don't say what b'di'evad is, but what's b'di'evad?
The giving the get. L'chatchila, you should give the
chalitza. I don't know why he's giving the get, but if he gives the get, this is what the halacha is. Now, umay taima murabanan mamar b'yivam mahani. Why does the Chacham say that mamar has legal import when you give it to your bama? Mamar is what we say kedusha kesef or star, but on a deraisa level it has no meaning with the yibama. But why does the Chacham say it does have legal import? He says, and again, we still, when you give the ma'amar, you have to have a get. Mishum debahani ba'alma. Because in general, with women generally, it is effective. Diyami lo mahani, if I'm going to say it has no impact on a yibama, amri ma'amar liknot, ubi liknot. They'll say, ma'amar is used to acquire a wife, and bi is used to acquire a wife. Umi debahamar lo mahani, since ba'amar is totally ineffective, so be also is ineffective here. So then the person will be tempted to be with one and then be with the other wife. In other words, I'll say the bia did not make. So that's what he's doing again. Okay, now. Umay tama murabanan bia psula yesha chareh klom. So this we had before with the bia psula. So the bia psula is where you did mamar first, and then you did mamar with one wife and be with the other one. That's one case, right? It was near the small gimel upstairs on the fourth line from the top. He says, mamar bezu ba'aladzu, tzvicha shnei gitin v'chalitza. So you did mamar with one and be with the other one. So we said you need two gittin, and one get is to undo the mamar, one get is to undo the bia, but then I do need chalitza as well. Because we said that this was a bia psula. And then the other case we had was, I'm looking for it, is near the above, around the sixth line, get lezu baladzu. If you give a get to Rachel and he has bia with Leah, stricha get b'chalitza. I need a get to undo the bia, and then I need chalitza again. So in one case he gave mamar, in one case he gave a get, but either case it was a bia psula. It means it didn't extinguish the whole zika. That's the idea, extinguish the whole zika. So back in the Gemara, 5 lines, 6 lines from the bottom. Umay tamo rabbanan bia psula yesha chareh klom. Why is it that the Chacham said when you do a bia psula, it means the zika was not extinguished, so things could still take place after the bia? So amri ibia charegeti. If it would show a bia after the get, which was the second case we looked after, zera bia char get and shum bia char chalitza. So we're making a gzera. In other words, I did bia, but it wasn't. But it's a bia psula. So bia char get, that's gzera because bia char get and shum bia char chalitza. In other words, if I do bia char chalitza. Yeah, one second. Really, yeah. Bia achar get, but bia great data, right. So I'll say like this. Yeah. Bia achar get. In other words, if I give a get, then I do bia, and then I say that bia was a full acquisition, so I'd say that, like, no harm, no foul. That was a full kinyan, so it's fine. Well, we're saying it's a bia psula, but why do they say it's a bia psula? Let's say I wouldn't say it's a bia psula. So he gave a get to one of the widows, and then he does bia with the other one. And then I'll say, just give a get and we're done. So I'll say that bia was a fine bia and it was a full kinyan. So bia achar get, because they were bia achar get, shum bia achar chalitza. So then people will come to think that if I can give a get and have bia, I could do chalitza and then have bia, which I can't. In other words, that's what we're concerned about. So we want to put like a flag there. That bia was a defective bia, and you need to do chalitza with it as well. No, bi'achar ma'amar hi. And if we're 5 lines from the bottom on middle of days, bi'achar ma'amar hi. And if we're talking about bi'ah after ma'amar, so gzeira bi'achar ma'amar, mishum bi'achar bi'ah. In other words, I did ma'amar with one, I did bi'ah with the other one. So the second bi'ah, we can say is defective. But if I would say it's fine, so it's fine to do ma'amar with one and bi'ah with the other one. So then I'm afraid, ma'amar with one and bi'ah with another one is good. So bi'ah with one and then bi'ah with another one is good. In other words, so I want to say it's like a defective bi'ah. Okay, I'm going to move on. Last case, and then we'll go downstairs, okay? What? Okay, now. Umay tama amur rabbanim.
Can you take a moment to describe what bia is?
Bia is intimate relations, man with a wife.
That's what I thought. Okay, thank you. I just needed to.
Okay. Now, umay tama amur rabbanim.
Apparently, it's a bia that is good and is not good for what? Acquisition in terms of being able to marry her?
Again, what we've been talking about is a zika between the Yavam and the Yavama.
Yes.
So the question is, does the bia fully extinguish the zika? So normally it does if I have yibum. But if I do something ahead of time that that makes it bad, let's say I do ma'amar with one widow and then bia with the other one. That's a bia psula. In other words, the bia doesn't fully extinguish the zika in that case. And I have to do a little bit more to undo everything. Now, he says, okay, now 4 lines to the bottom, and then we'll break and we'll go downstairs. My tama rabbanu hai chalitza psula in afara klum. So when I do a chalitza psula, in other words, once I do the chalitza, even though there were things I did ahead of time that weren't so great, but after the chalitza, that totally extinguishes the zika. So Amri, my lixor, what zero should we make in that case? Lixor chalitza afar haget, mishum chalitza afar chalitza.
Right,
anything after. Okay. Right. My Amur Rabbanan, high chalitza psula in afara klum. Right, after the chalitza, that extinguishes the zika, and nothing I do afterwards has import. So Amri, my lixor, what zero should we make? Nigzor chalitza afar get. In other words, let's say I gave a get to one of the widows, and then I gave chalitza to the other one. So we say that once I do the chalitza, that extinguishes the zika. So what would I say? Mishum chalitza afar chalitza. Maybe there'll be a case where I do chalitza with one and chalitza with the other one. So yeah, cooking honey tapas with chazil. So in other words, I'm having one do chalitza gigas of the hay.
There's a problem.
You do chalitza with both.
Yeah.
Well, what's the problem with doing chalitza?
You should ruin both. You shouldn't ruin two people.
Oh, that's well. We said that. No. That was a different case. That was a legal chalitza. Here's the nullity. It's like throwing the wall. Okay, now ligzor chalitza char ma'amar. Now let's say it's chalitza after ma'amar. So mishum chalitza afar bia. There's a chalitza after bia. So atu chalitza char ma'amar. Get the mamaro. So after chalitza with the mamar, don't I anyway require a get for the mamar? So chalitza harbia nami by a get the biato. So chalitza harbia nami by a get the biato means if I do chalitza after the bia, so anyway I need a get for the bia. In other words, let's see here in the north for 1 second.
You do chalitza after bia. One second.
No. He's talking about two different lives. Okay. So he says. Again, atu chalitza chamar mi lo baya get the mamar. If I do chalitza at the mamar, anyway I have a get for the mamar. So chalitza achar bia, so if I did bia with one and chalitza with the other one, anyway I'm going to have a get to dissolve the marriage. So there's no reason to make any decree concerning the special chalitza. Okay, let me go downstairs and then we'll pick it up in a few minutes. Okay, we're just going downstairs and then we'll pick up. Oh, that's tomorrow. Okay. 1 minute.
They were done by the time I came home.
Okay. We're being recorded. 1 second. Okay, let's do it. Everybody good? All right, we're all here. Okay. All right. Okay. So again, so when, just for the people who came late. So we discussed different kinyanim with the yavama and the yavam. You know, we're using. We said we have there's yibum and chalitza, and then there's also ma'amar and a get, and each one has a legal impact. And if you do one and another, we discussed that whole piece. Okay. Now the Gemara says on the bottom line on no number of days. Okay, 50B the bottom line. So I'm a Rava on the top line. My time with Rabbi Gamliel. So again, the Mishnah began with the case. Rabbi Gamliel said, "Ain get achar get below ma'amar achar ma'amar, below be'ila achar be'ila, below chalitza achar chalitza." So Rabbi Gamliel says, if there are two yavamot, and then he gives a get to one and a get to the second get is a nullity. It has no it's meaningless. And then one ma'amar after ma'amar, the second act is meaningless. And be'ila achar be'ila, the second be'ila is meaningless. At least in terms of the Yibam situation, and Chalitza Achar Chalitza, the second act is meaningless. And the Chachamim say no. Each one has well. The Chachamim say that there's Get Achar Get and Mamar after Mamar, but after Be'ila and after Chalitza there's nothing. So on two of them they're cholik with. So now the Gemara says I'm a Rava, my time is Rigamliel. What's the reason Rigamliel who holds that there's a Get Achar Get and a Mamar after Mamar? So. There's nothing, right. The Rambam said, why he said there's nothing. So my time in the Rambam, the Mesapkele get, idachi, ilodachi. He's Mesupak on, is it get effective? Now, the way the art school had it, the Rambam is, entertains the possibility that a get would be on a derisa level, would work by Yibam to dissolve the whole relationship. But even if I say it's on a Durabana level, in other words, is get totally... terminate on a Drabana level the relationship, or it doesn't terminate it. Ma'amar, and with Ma'amar, the question is Ikani Ilokani. Does it acquire full tinyan or not? So get Idachi Ilodachi. So with a get, is it Docha or not? Does it terminate or not? Ikamadachi. So if the first one was Docha, in other words, he gave a get to one Yavama, if that get was effective, he says, Batra Maikavi, what does the second one do? In other words, I'm giving you a get. So Gamliel's Mesupak, is it effective or not? But if it's effective, the second one is a zero. Ikama Lodachi, and if it's ineffective, so Batra Nami Lodachi. So there's also that Docha. So whichever way I play it out, whether the get is effective, fully effective, or it's ineffective, the second one, so if it's fully effective, so it was fully effective, nothing left for the second one. If it's ineffective, this ineffective for the second one as well. In other words, either it's a dud, so it does nothing for the first one, nothing for the second one, or it is effective in terminating the relationship, but once it's effective, so there's nothing left for the second one to terminate. Right. So again, so Rabbi Gamliel, the way this, the Gemara is going to be docha this, but the way this is going is that in the words, on this first side, he thinks it's effective, so the relatives are prohibited. The second one is definitely ineffective. In other words, Rabbi Gamliel, either way, the second one is ineffective. Either the first get is effective, the second is ineffective, or the first one is ineffective, and the second one is ineffective.
Both in fact, can he marry the second one?
So the second one, he can definitely marry the relatives. The first one, not. So it means whenever the Zika is terminated, if it's terminated with the get or it's terminated through other methods, and then in other words, but the relatives remain prohibited. Okay, now on line four, Ma'amar Ikani Lokani. So he's Mesupak, is Ma'amar Kona, Ma'amar is not Kona. Ikamakani. If the first one is Kona, the first Ma'amar, Batra Maikavi, what does the second one do? The Kama Lokani, if the first one is ineffective, Batra Nami Lokani. So it's ineffective for the second one as well. Okay, so that's what Rava wants to say, that Rabbi Gamliel is Mesupak, are get and Ma'amar fully effective, in which case the second one is ineffective, or they're fully ineffective and they're both ineffective. That's what Rava says. So Efe Abaye. So Abaye posed the kashya to Rava from the following brisa. The brisa says, "Umodaron liel sheish get achar mamar." So here we're talking about a case where you have more than one Yavama. So he gives a get to one, and then he gives Ma'amar to one and get to another one. There, Rabbi Gamliel agrees that they're both effective. Get Achar Ma'amar is effective. Umamar Achar Get. We get Achar Bia Umamar. And here you could have, let's say, three widows. He gave one, he did Ma'amar, one he did Bia, one he did Get. Umamar Achar Bia V'Get. So the Imasapli the Rabbi Gamliel. Now, focusing on the three cases where there are three Yavamot, okay? So three Yavamot, and he did Ma'amar with one, let's say Rachel, Leah, and Bilhah. He did Ma'amar with Rachel, he did Bia with Bilhah, with Leah, and then he did Get with Bilhah. So Rachel and Leah will be the first two, Ma'amar, Bia, and then Get. Or Ma'amar Achar Bia V'Get. V'Misapkele the Rabbi Gamliel. So even assuming the Rabbi Gamliel has been supak with the first one. In other words, the first procedure he does is Ma'amar. So we'll say your way, Rabbi, that he's been supak. Is it effective or not effective? Fine. He says, but then he does Bia. So if he's been supak, but then he did Bia with the second one. So Tebe could be the Chachila of a Tikni. So either way, the Bia should be effective. So if the first one is effective, the B is not effective. But if the first one is ineffective, then B should be fully effective. So then, once you do B, there's nothing left after the B. So that being the case, he's saying, why does Rabbi Gamliel say that the third procedure is effective with the third widow? In other words, if he did one procedure, he did Ma'amar. Then he does B, and then the third procedure is Get. So why does the get have any legal import once he did the Ma'amar and the Bia? That's the question.
Isn't the Bia first according to those words? Ma'amar Achar Bia.
Yeah. So he means, let's go back. So he says, listen.
So the Bia is
Ma'amar
first.
Achar Bia again. Right. So in that last case, he does Bia and then he does Get. And then he does Ma'amar. Achar Bia V'Get. Or let's say the Get Bia and then Ma'amar. But the thing is that there was Bia in the middle. In other words, the middle procedure was Bia. In other words, when I say middle procedure, there were three widows. With the middle widow, he does Bia. So even if he's misupak about whichever the first procedure was, Get, you know, he doesn't know whether it's fully effective or not effective. But then when he does the Bia, B, we know, certainly should be effective. So either Get's effective, and then the B is not, if you assume it's a deraisa level, or the Get's not effective, and the B is effective, but then there shouldn't be anything left for the third woman. So let's just see the answer he says here. He says, Elamar Abaye, so rather Abaye says, Yolam Pshitale Rabbi Gamliel, Beget the Dachi, Umamar Dekani. Rabbi Gamliel, not the way Rabbi is saying it. Rabbi Gamliel knows for sure that Get is somewhat effective in terminating the Zika. Not 100% effective, but somewhat effective. And Ma'amar is somewhat effective in, you know, solidifying the relationship. The Kani. Mihu, Amar Rabbanan, Hayivam v'chad sad mahani v'get, u'v'chad sad mahani v'amamar. So the Chachamim teach us that the Yavama, like the Get, is partially effective with her, and the Ma'amar is also partially effective with her. So Get Achar Get, Zelo Dachi, he says, the Hadachale Kama. So now we're going with Rabbi Gamliel, the way Abai wants to say it. So if I get after a Get, the second Get is ineffective. The Hadachale Kama, whatever a Get does, in other words, let's say a Get is 30% effective in dissolving the Zika. So once that's it. It did it. So Get Achar Get doesn't do anything. The Get already did whatever it could do. And the second Get is ineffective. Umamar Achar Ma'amar Lokani. A Ma'amar after Ma'amar. Ma'amar with Rachel and Ma'amar with Leah. The Hakani Leikama. Whatever the first Ma'amar is going to do, it did it. No more left. Get Achar Ma'amar. Umamar Achar Get. But if it's Get after Ma'amar, or Ma'amar after a Get, High milta kadachi, high milta kakani. In other words, each one is somewhat effective in its own right. So in the cases where, you know, we had the three procedures, one was Ma'amar, one was Bia, and one was Get. So each one was a little bit effective in either you know, creating the relationship or dissolving the relationship, but not totally effective. He says now, Rabbanan, but the Chachamim hold, so the Chachamim hold that each one of these devices, the Chachamim were mitaken in a Yavama. So it works even get after get. That's the way the Chachamim are holding, and Mamar after Mamar. Now the Gemara goes, all right, let me pause for a second. Who's got questions, comments, tells what we did so far? Yeah, I'm with you. Okay, let me go on.
You should do chalitza while doing that.
See, that we saw you gave her a get. That's what you so most likely, although according to one of Kimta from Rabbi Galileo, it sounds like it could be the right thing.
30% or 60%, end of the day, maybe 100% cutting the zika.
Okay, again. So Rabbi Galileo's shita is if there are two yavamo, and I do mamar with one and mamar with another one, or I do get with one and get with another one, that the second procedure is totally ineffective. And the coming hold, it is effective.
But how can you have mamar with two of them? What did you mamar with one of them? You're saying, I'm going to marry you. Now, how can you do mamar with
two? He did it. He went
so
for a procedure.
So now saying, did absolutely nothing.
Well, Rabbi Galileo says nothing, and the coming say it is something. In other words, the coming were attacking mamar
so
with her.
Now he has this, both of them is somehow connected to them.
So it means that he's no. In other words, he's asked to her at the end of the day with the relatives of each one, but each one needs a get from him. Okay, now ugria ma'ama. Now he says now b'hai b'psula. Now in the braisa that we quoted before, so there were three women. Let's say one woman he does ma'amar with, one he does bia with, and one he does get with. So now the middle procedure is the bia. So this bia is a bia psula. This is the bia explaining it. By bia psula, this bia psula, in other words, it's a defective bia because it was preceded by the mama or whatever it says, or preceded by the get, whatever. By bia psula, adifa mi mamar, it's stronger than a regular mamar, ugria mi mamar, in a way it's more inferior to a mamar. Adifa mi mamar, Dilu Ma'amar, Achar Ma'amar, Lo Mahani. In other words, we're within the sheet of Rabbi Gamliel. Rabbi Gamliel holds Ma'amar after Ma'amar does nothing, right? If I do Ma'amar with one and Ma'amar with the other one, the second Ma'amar is zero. The same Rabbi Gamliel holds if I do Ma'amar with one and Bia with the second one, that the Bia is somewhat effective. So he says, so in that way, it's superior to Ma'amar. In other words, even though it's the Bia Psula,
something.
In other words, it's Bia Psula because he did Mamar with one and then Bia with the other one. That's why it's Bia Psula. But it's somewhat effective because it's more effective than Mamar. He says, V'ilu Bia Achar Mamar, V'ilu Bia Achar Mamar Mahani. Ugriyami Mamar, in a way, it's more inferior to Mamar. V'ilu Mamar Achar Get Kani. Mamar after Get. If I do Get with one and then Mamar with the other one, so Mamar after Get will be somewhat effective. He says, Kani Lakulashir to get. In other words, Mamar for get, the Mamar, in other words, there's a certain amount of Zika. So the get is kind of destroying part of the Zika, but the Mamar will acquire whatever you left over with the Zika. Vilu Bia for get, Bia after get, Motani Le Lakulashir to get. It won't acquire everything that the get left over. So in other words, it means like this. If you did a get, then you did Bia. And then with the third one, you did Mamar. That's what he's at. So in other words, so the Bia is somewhat less effective than the Mamar. In other words, the Mamar after the get, there's no Zika left. But the Bia after the get, there's still Zika left, and there's still room for the third Mamar to be Chal. Right. That's what he's saying. He's saying the Bia, that's what we're talking about. The Bia Psula in some way is stronger than Mamar, in some way it's weaker than Mamar. Okay. Who's got questions, comments, thoughts on anything we did so far? Fern just gave me a look. Okay, let's take a look. All right.
Brother, we cannot come and say that Bia is something that's going to come and completely. The only thing it could be ruined in from prior acts. Right?
Again, we went through the Mishnah earlier, but yes. In other words, he's got a couple of Yavama out here.
Yes.
So by doing the other action with another Yavama, he's creating like a Bia Psula.
This
with,
is the strongest one of them all. I mean, all of them are but, like...
Okay.
You moved it, but still it's stronger because you did the concrete thing, like Halitza.
All right. All right. Okay, now we'll go slower. Okay, so Tana Rabbanan, everybody with me? Okay, Tana Rabbanan, Kate Tana Rabbanan Gamliel in Get Achar Get. So what's the case where Gamliel said there's no get after another get? Shtei Yavamot, Shnaflu Ben Yavam Echad. I have two Yavamot, you know, for one Yavam. So you got Rachel and Leah. But it's on Get Lazu to Get Lazu. He gives each one a get. Rabbi Gamliel Omer, Choleitz the Rishona, Basur B'Krovoteha. Gamliel says the first one that you gave a get to, so you have to do chalitza with her, and you're prohibited to marry her relative. She's like your wife, or your former wife. But you're allowed to marry the other relative to the other one, because the second get was a nullity. So all you really did was get, and then you do chalitza, and the other get is a nullity. But Chachamim Omrim, Natan Get Lazu, but Get Lazu, Chachamim say he gave a get to one and a get to the other one, Asur B'Krovoteha. In other words, you have to do chalitza. We agree with you, you need to do chalitza, but you're prohibited in the relatives of both of them. Okay? And similarly, we'd have a similar halakha if you have two yavamim, there was two surviving brothers, and one yavama. So we'll see right now. So how is it Rav Gamliel says, no mamar achar mamar? Let's say I have two yavamot with one yavam, but some mamar bazu, mamar bazu. So he does mamar for each one. He does mamar with Rachel. On Monday night, he takes Rachel out. He says, I love you, and I'm the Kaddish you. And he says, let's get Adim. And then Tuesday night, he takes Leah out and says the same thing to her. So Rabbi Gamliel Omer, notin get the Rishona of Choleislav. So Gamliel says you have to give a get to the first one, and then chalitza, right, do the mamar, the get is done, do the mamar, and then you need chalitza, and you're not allowed to have the mishpacha of Rachel. The second one is an nullity; you're allowed to have it. But chachamim omrim, chachamim say no, ten get l'shteihem. You have to give it to both of them. You give a get to both of them because you did mamar with both of them. But super kroch shteihem, but chalitza l'chatmi him. Okay, now, this is as far as I prepared, but let me see what I could do. You'll play the
what did he say?
Let's go back and review. Let me see what I could do going forward, okay? Okay, all right, let's see how best we're able to do, okay? Let's take a look. Okay.
Wednesday we're going to be here?
No, there's no doubt tomorrow night because Yom HaShoah. Then Thursday night we're at 7:45. Okay, let's go. Let's keep moving. 7:45 p.m. Believe that I'm going to pick up where I leave off tonight. Okay, on Thursday. So Amar Mar, the thing get lazu, but get lazu. So we said in the Brisa, you give a get to each one. Rilumir Choleis Rishon of a Super Krov Tam with Tarbik Krov Shnia. So Lema Tevei Tiv to the Shmuel. So the Gemara says, should we say this brisa is going to slug up Shmuel? The Amar Shmuel, now Shmuel speaking in a case where you have two Yavamot and one of them received a get. Chalatz labala to get, loniftarat sara. If you did chalitza, if you gave a get to one and then you did chalitza to her, the other tsara is not off the hook. Now here, let's go slowly. Here, you gave a get to each one and then he's going to do chalitza with the first one, get and chalitza. And then that's it, Gamarnu, according to Gamliel. And Shmuel says, if I gave a get to each one, I do chalitza with one of them, the other tsara is not off the hook. So, okay, again. Okay, let's all focus, okay? So Rabbi Gamliel says, if he gave a get to Rachel, he gave a get to Leah, so he's going to do chalitza then with Rachel, and then that's it, Gamarnu, nothing with Leah. Shmuel says, if he gave a get to Rachel, a get to Leah, and then he does chalitza with Rachel, he says the tzara is not off the hook. The tzara is not released with that. The tzara has to do something more. There was still a zika with the other one. Now, so Amalach Shmuel, he Amriyana, Alibet Mandamar, Yesh Zika, Rangamil Savar, Ain Zika. So Shmuel says, now, we say Ain Zika, Yesh Zika, remember, it means like how strong the zika is. Everybody agrees that there's Zika on some level. But Shmuel says, like we had a similar, can you think of a similar machloket or in use of terms? I'm thinking, remember when we had in Shabbos about Yesh Muksa, Ein Muksa. Remember when with Reb Shimon, in other words, like one opinion holds there's muksa, there's like a muksa is like a larger area, one is more circumscribed. So one holds yesh zika, like there's zika, it's all over the place, and one holds no, the dinim of zika are more circumscribed. So Amar Lach Shmuel, ki Amri Ana, when I said that the tzara also needs to have something done, aliba demanda mar yesh zika. That's according to the opinion that holds that there's zika. So there's a strong zika. There's no zika. Now, okay, 1 second. No. In other words, it means like this. Like.
What do you want to do? Accept the second one?
No, it means that there's a very strong bond.
Yes.
Between the widows and the surviving brother. So how strong is that bond? So the way that Shmuel would say, the way the Gemara propounds, the bond is so strong that even though you gave a get and cleats to one, the bond is not yet totally dissolved. And there's more bond left. But we're explaining to Rav Gamliel, and the way the Gemara is saying that Rav Gamliel holds Ein Zika, it's not so strong. So that's it. Okay, just 1 second. Now, let's do a few lines and we'll talk. Now, Umid Rav Gamliel Savar Ein Zika, assuming that Rav Gamliel holds Ein Zika, turn page, the top line on another days. Rabbanan Sabri Yev Zika. So if Rabbi Gamliel holds Ein Zika, then the Chachamim hold Yev Zika. But Katani Sefer, and then we learn in the Sefer this Braisa, that similarly we have a similar halacha of you have two Yavamim and one Yavama. So Lema Teve Tiyufta the Rabbi Barabhun Amarav, the Amarav Barabhun Amarav, Chalitha Psula and Sri Chalazur al Kol Ha'achin. Now, Rabbi Barabhun says that the fish of chalitza goes to all the brothers and have each of them perform chalitza separately. So one second. Yeah, it means like this. If one brother does a chalitza psula, 1 second. Yeah, in other words, it means like this. Let's say each yavam gave the yavam a get. In other words, we have two Yavamim and one Yavam.
Yeah, and he gives a get and
gets. In other words, so we have Shimon and Levi. Let's say Shimon gave the Yavam a get, and Levi gave the Yavam a get. They both gave her a get. So, the, one second. One second, please. Now, when I'm doing the Chalitza, the chalitza that follows is considered a chalitza psula, since each brother gave a get. So, nevertheless, that chalitza psula is enough to dissolve the whole relationship. That's what we think. So, let's get back in the Gemara. So, he says, "V'katani say if a b'chena tomei b'shnei yavamim yavama achad, we have two yavamim, one yavama, that if they each gave a get, and then one gives chalitza on top of the get, gemarnu. That's the end of it." So I don't have to worry about the other get. So lema to the view to the rabbi baruch hu marav. The amar rabbi baruch hu marav chalitza psula tzricha lachzor kol achin. Rabbi baruch hu says that it's a chalitza psula. You have to go to all the brothers to do chalitza, and we just said chalitza one works. So amalach rabbi baruch hu, bein the rabbi liyo, bein the rabbanan, savri ein zika, b'hacha begeta kargeta mamar kamamar kmiplagi. So he's going to say like this, that everybody holds there's no zika. Everybody holds Zika is weaker, and my focus is get or forget, and mamar for mamar. Okay, 1 second. Let's go back over again. 1 second. Let me go over again. Okay, 1 second. One second. So we started off with that you have one Yavam and two Yavamo. He gives a get to each one. Rav Gamliel says you do chalitza to the first one, and you're prohibited in the relationships. And the second one, no harm, no foul. You're fine. So we see. So the chalitza with the first yavama releases the second one. So the Gemara says lema tibetiyup to Shmuel. That's shlag of Shmuel. Shmuel says if you do chalitza with the balad get, then the tzara is still not released from it. So Shmuel said, I'm going according to the opinion that holds a zika. Rav Gamliel holds ain't zika. Okay, so then the Gemara has another question. And since Rav Gamliel holds, assuming that's true, so if that's the case, Rav Gamliel holds Ein Zika, that means the Korah, the coming hold, there is Zika. In other words, they just like they dispute get a harget, they also dispute whether there's a Zika ban. Okay, now in the Sefer of the Brayse, we learn if you have two Yavamim and one Yavama, the same thing would pertain. So if they each gave, each brother gave a get to the widow, so then one chalitza will work. One chalitza would work, even though it's a chalitza psula. So assuming that's all correct, so again, now this brisa, this is within Rabbi Gamliel. Rabbi Gamliel holds that the chalitza psula is good. So lema to me, if you have the Rabbi Bar Avuna Marav, the Amar Rabbi Avuna Marav, chalitza psula is three or kol achim. He holds when it's chalitza psula, you have to go to all the brothers. So he says, look, no, everybody holds in Zika. So that way that you explain it's not correct. Everybody holds in Zika. The whole machloket, yeah. In other words, what I said about, in other words, here everybody holds that there's Ein Zika. In other words, here with Rabbi Gamliel Chacham and Ramishta, everybody holds Ein Zika. And when they everybody holds Ein Zika, so Rabbi Gamliel, we explained already, and we made an assumption concerning the Chachamim hold Yesh Zika. He says the emes is they'll hold that there's Ein Zika, and as a result of that, Mela, if you do chalitza with one, you're fine because Ein Zika. I hold, according to a different opinion, that there is Zika, and that's why my malach is going. But in the brisa, the only machloka they have is get a mamar char mamar. The only thing they're disputing is what, in other words, their shitot in the brayso we can explain based on this one topic, which is there a get a char get mamar char mamar? But Gamliel holds no, and the Chachamim hold there is. So that's the way we can explain the brayso. This business, and they both hold that there's Ein Zika. They both hold there's Ein Zika. But I, Rabbi Baruch Huna, I hold the Yesh Zika, and as a result of that, so if you do chalisa with chalisa psula, you have to go to all the brothers. And as a chalisa psula, you have to go to everybody about that. All right, that's the best I have with that piece. All right, who's your question comes to us in 8 minutes so far? What's up?
Normally, chalitza, if you have two yevamot and one yevam, if he's going to do chalitza to one of them, it's going to break off the connection.
Right.
Now, if he has...
Would Shimon agree to that?
If you do just chalitza, then everybody agrees to that. Everybody.
So the fact that you do an act called the get that is already a severing. Okay, the severing is not complete severing. On top of it, you do also chalitza. Now it weakens it, even though you did two acts of it, one after
yeah,
that,
yeah.
Even though because you need to get, and if you want to say that get the second get is the problem. The first get, it's a valid get. You did a get, you severed it. Now you cut it completely with the chalitza. Why is that weaker? Why would that be weaker? Unless you say that it's chalitza psula, what are we saying? It's chalitza psula because before it was a get? How does the get screw things up here?
Yeah, so means like this. Once I receive the get, the Zika is somewhat reduced. So the chalitza I do with that widow is the chalitza psula. It's an inferior chalitza. He says, Shmuel maintains an inferior chalitza cannot release a co-wife that has a superior Zika. In other words, let's say there's 100 points of credit. And now I did a get. Now it's down to 80 points. Now I do chalitza. The chalitza is only covering the remaining 80 points. But then there's a co-wife. There's a co-wife. So is the co-wife exempted with that chalitza? That was a chalitza psula vis-a-vis the co-wife. All right. Any other questions?
Comments? And the get had nothing to do with the second one. That was a get was particular to this wife.
Right.
The second one.
Right.
The get to her also.
So there's different cases.
So the question is where the second get counts, so does not count as the machloket here? Get the chaget?
No, there's different cases here. So Shmuel's case is that kolatz labala get lo niftirat sarah. Shmuel's case is I gave a get to one of them and they did a chalitza with one of them. What's the status vis-a-vis the other co-wife? So normally when I do chalitza with one, it potters the other one. But here I did the chalitza, it was a chalitza psula. That was the question. Okay, let me just do a few more lines. And then that will be it, okay? All right, let's see back in the Gemara. Okay, now Amar Mar, Asa ma'amar b'zu, ma'amar b'zu. So he said there are two Yibama with one Yavam. And he does ma'amar to Rachel and ma'amar to Leah. Rabbi Gamliel Meir, notain get the Rishon of Cholais. Rabbi Gamliel says you give a get to Rachel, because you did the ma'amar, and you chalitza, the Cholais la, basubik robotem, with Rabbi Roshnia. So mifti, sabra Gamliel in ma'amar for ma'amar. So Rabbi Gamliel holds no ma'amar after ma'amar. Rishon and Ami, sityabein. So the first one, in other words, he did, again, he did get Rishona and his Cholais La, so we can have
Mutar Roshnia. The question with the manager, is it the Yibum plan? Because there's no Mamar.
Yeah, I'm sorry. He did Mamar Lazu, Mamar Lazu. He did Mamar for each one. Right. So Rulun says he gives a get to the first one, that's Cholitza. But if again, so what's the problem? There was according to Rabbi Gamliel, he did Mamar. And the problem is he did Mamar with both of them. But according to Rabbi Gamliel, dude, the second one is a nullity. So the fact that he gave Mamar to Rachel and Mamar to Leah. Second was zero. So he gave so why does he say that he has to give a get and then go through Chalitza? Why can't he do Yibam? That's the question. So the word says, Mithi, Ksavar Galilei Mamar for Mamar, Mishon Nami Titiabim. Let the first one even do Yibam. So the Gemara says, Gezeira Dema Antili Abu in the Shnia. So in Achinam, on Dereisa level, he could, but we're making Gezeira. If we allow him to do Yibam with the first Yibama, we're afraid he might do Yibam with the second one instead. So and since the first one is his wife by rabbinical law, and it was the first one he did Mamar with, that's in effect the Mamar, that's his wife on a rabbinical level. If he does Yibam with the second one, he's like there's a din, Bayit Achada Tabona via Tabona Shnei Batim. You can only build one household, you can't build two. So once he starts building the house with Rachel, so right, so you can't do the second one. Okay, all right, let's just do...
Schools have the relationship with the first one. There was a Mamar, but the first one becomes ineffective.
No. Again, he did Mamar with Rachel, and he did Mamar with Leah.
Right.
Now, according to Galil, the Mamar with Leah is a zero, right? Because he only Mamar... Wait. Then the Tana of the Mishnah says what he needs to do is give a get to Rachel and do Chalitz with Rachel. So why does he have to do that? Why can't he just do Yibam with Rachel? So the Gemara says, right, it's a Gezerah that if we let him go forward with Yibam, he'll decide he wants to do Yibam with Leah. And if he does Yibam with Leah, then he's violating the Chalitz with Rachel. Okay, that's it. Now we're going to... So
Torah, if he goes now and married both of them, he wasn't married the second one. He goes that Yibam to... To
them. Yeah, so he's violating the deen, and by doing that, he's going to have to mistama give a get to Leah, and he's also going to have to probably give a get to Rachel. And I don't know if he would else tell you me, but he's got to undo that. Okay, now Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Gamliel, Ubei Chamai, Rabbi Shimon Ben Azai, Rabbi Nechemya, Kul Sfir Luhu, Ma'amar Kona Kinyan Gamur. So all of these Tanaim hold that Ma'amar is a complete acquisition of the Yavama. So he says it doesn't mean literally. He means that it affects a very significant degree of acquisition. Okay, so they're in disagreement among themselves how much of an acquisition he does, but he gets a high level of acquisition. So, Rav Gamliel Hadam, Gamliel we just did already, okay. The Beit Shammai Ditnan, we learned the Mishnah. This Mishnah is earlier in Chav Teh. Shosha Achin, we have three brothers, two of them are brothers married to two sisters. One's a bachelor. We have Reuben, Shimon, and Levi. Reuben dies. And then Levi does Mamar with the widow, with Rachel. And then Shimon dies. And then Shimon's widow is also all made before Levi. So he says, Beit Shammai Omrim, Ishto Imo. So Beit Shammai says that the Mamar wife, which was Rachel, stays with him. And then Shimon's widow gets discharged without Yibam or Chalitza because she's his wife's sister. So Mamela, that, so again, we said that Beit Shammai holds that Mamar is a high level of Kenyan. So when Reuben died and Levi did Mamar with Reuben's widow was Rachel and Levi did Mamar with Rachel, so Levi is so much his wife that when Shimon dies, even though he only did Mamar with Rachel, but when Shimon dies and Leah is married to Shimon, this example, so Leah takes a walk without Yibam or Chalitza, according to Beit Shammai, because he's already married to to Rachel, who was Leah's sister. And then that's the way that goes. So it means like this. It's Beit Shammai holds that the basis of Mama or Reuben's widow is considered Levi's genuine wife. That's the way Beit Shammai holds.
But can he cut that relationship?
What? You're leaving? What? All right, one minute.
Rabbi, can't he come and cut it? He doesn't want to know.
All right, Yosef wants to cut out. All right, okay. So I'm gonna wrap it up now. One second. Let me just do it. One second.